I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another Pointless Sports Opinions episode. That's right, we did two episodes. We're not quitting this time. We're not just coming back for a short period of time. We're actually going to be a little more committed to this shit. I'm your boy, Chasey J. We got Nathan. Nathan, how the hell was your Valentine's Day, bro? What'd you do?
I'll tell you what, I worked late and had a nice takeout night.
Nice. What'd you guys get?
No, I ate at work, actually. So.
Oh, yeah. What? You didn't eat with your beautiful wife?
No, I was working. She's working. So we're going out this Friday.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, me and Emily just went out Saturday, too. We were like, fuck it. We'll just stay home. Because every place is packed on Valentine's Day. You don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day. I hate that
shit. I agree.
Shit.
Getting reservations on Valentine's Day sucks.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. All right, well, let's jump into it a little bit. But first, make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram. And Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. I finally figured out Apple Podcasts, so we are back on Apple Podcasts. Sorry if it was a little delayed at first. I noticed that we got a couple more views, or I guess they're not views, listens, once I put it on Apple Podcasts. So we're cooking, we're rolling, and we're ready to go. So not much happened this weekend. It was kind of a slow sports week. Oh, wait a second. The fucking Super Bowl happened. Bengals-Rams. It was a pretty good game. I was entertained with it. Not perfect quarterback play on either side, but I mean, Nathan, you wrote a majority of these notes here. Stafford and Kupp connection, what did you see and what did you like about that?
Well, I mean, the Bengals actually did a pretty good job of keeping them quiet early, but
they got an underrated. Do they just have an underrated defense, or did they just show up for this game?
They've been showing up the last few weeks, the whole playoffs, really. Spots. I mean, you know, they're. The red zone percentage was great. I don't know the numbers, but I remember a few big stops against Kansas City in the red zone, including before halftime, holding Kansas City to no points at the 1 yard line.
That's
showing
impressive.
Big this whole playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, they were getting at Stafford too at the first beginning or starting the second half. You couldn't tell who had the bad offensive line, I felt like. You know, when, was Burrow sacked only one time in the first half?
Yeah, one time. And then
that's
the
insane.
Second half, I don't know what happened. I mean, defensive line showed up for sure.
But, I mean, let's talk about – I'm not trying to overrate everything. We're just trying to make – we're having a conversation here, so nobody get mad at me for saying anything crazy. But – we're talking about all-time connections. Stafford and Kupp is something special, I think. Like, that is really just a good connection. And it's only
after
been
one season.
Think of these guys, two to three years in. Like, what does – do you have anything that, like, reminds you of these two? Like I don't want to get into extremes here, but these they got really good chemistry, especially for a guy that's getting doubled. You know, and not many people throw Cooper Kupp in their top three wide receiver discussions, which I have no idea why.
Who you're talking about.
And I think he's proven.
They need to.
What'd you say?
I don't know who you're talking about, but.
They need to change. Where are you putting them?
I'd say one or two.
Wow. Really? Oh. I think after the Super or after this playoffs and Super Bowl and hell, the season. Yeah, you might be right. But where would you put, where would you rank these two, this quarterback wide receiver connection? Like, do you think it's like Brady Moss? Like, they were only together what, two seasons?
I mean, that was the
like,
first
what,
year
what are we thinking
in 07 when they, you know, really went off. I mean, that's a good comparison there, I'd say.
Yeah, you were right. That was the first. What did he catch, like 25 touchdowns or something? But that was the year Brady threw 50.
24 touchdowns, I think. Brady threw 50 touchdowns, over 5,000 yards. It was David Tyree. Yeah, that catch on his helmet.
Yeah.
Broke my heart.
Yeah, that was a better – that's a really good connection too, is Eli and David Tyree's head. That's a good connection. Also a good connection is Joe Burrow and the Rams defense. That was a pretty good connection too. When he ended up – he got sacked seven times.
Seven times.
My God, we knew coming into this that it was going to be the bullseye for the Bengals was the fact that they don't really have a good offensive line. But man, that first half, they had me believing. They almost literally stole the Super Bowl.
I know, and finally Aaron Donald, you know, shows up big there at the end too. Almost gets the ace sack. You know, him finally getting a ring's huge.
How many passes – didn't they – at one point, I know he had eight, quarterback pressures, yeah. I guess they call it. I don't know what he ended up with, but he just – he's, like, Aaron Donald, he should be an honorary offensive lineman. That's what he should be because he does all the shit that, like, 95% makes the game, and he can win the game. But the 5% is what everybody else talks about, which is the stats, which is the sacks, you know. But he's the guy that's getting doubled. He's the guy that's drawing the offensive lineman towards him. So you can get blitzes, you know, and Von Miller sacks and Darius Leonard sacks. You know, like this Rams defense, I mean, we knew they were going to be scary, but they were really shut down the first half. What do you think changed, like, first half to second half?
Yeah, I mean, the Rams just kept wanting to stick to that run game. You know, it wasn't working all day. They just kept at it, really. Finally, they were forced to throw the ball in the end. And actually, you know, Stafford made it happen there with Kupp. So.
God, you see that? Have you seen the replays on that? That's going all over the place on Twitter and Facebook and everything. He no-looked it.
That takes some balls.
He's been doing – the thing that pisses me off is, like, I knew this was going to happen. We're getting so many over-exaggerations and under-exaggerations with Stafford. It's either he's, you know, low-key had a better career than Ben Roethlisberger and Rodgers and all these guys, or he's the worst quarterback ever to play and he's getting carried by a good team. There's no in-between, which is what Matthew Stafford has always been. He's been that guy that's just, like, a little bit – better than like a Kirk Cousins or like, you know, he's a top 10 guy that could win you a Super Bowl and he's not going to fuck up too much, but he's not really like a big, I don't know, like a big stat guy. But did he change that in this Super Bowl? Because it seems like this was not the Matt Stafford we know.
How many times have we seen Matt Stafford in the playoffs, though?
Yeah, true.
I mean,
very true. How many times have you seen Detroit Lions in the playoffs, period?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, you know, Stafford compared to some of these other guys, I know a lot of people are making the Hall of Fame, you know, is Stafford a Hall of Famer now? I don't even want to hear it. I really don't. I mean, it.
Really? Why not?
I mean, if you look at his numbers compared to Roethlisberger, would you think, is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer? Answer that question.
I think so. Yeah, stats-wise, Philip Rivers is, yeah, without a doubt.
Absolutely, right? 63,000 yards. Stafford has 50,000 yards, right? In
50,000 is pretty damn good, though.
Five more seasons. He'll easily hit that. Stafford's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, people think Super Bowl on him too. Yeah, which that's going to immediately bump up every stat. Like, look at Eli. Eli doesn't have two. Eli has one Super Bowl instead of two. He's not going to be a Hall of Famer. But he gets two Super Bowls. Now we're considering, even though, like, his stats are just absolute shit. You know how many, guess how many Pro Bowls Matthew Stafford has?
One.
One fucking Pro Bowl. Well, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, 2013, I think.
Yeah, that 2013, 2014, yeah. He was comeback player of the year 1 year.
You look at all the volume seasons he had in Detroit, you know, always throwing all those Calvin Johnson years. I don't know, yeah, one Pro Bowl.
That's just, it's insane to me. I can't believe it. He was the fastest player to reach 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, and 45,000 career passing yards, and he only had one Pro Bowl. Just to show for it.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
So, okay. Where are you putting Stafford, like, going in the next season in the quarterback hierarchy here? I'm still putting Burrow above him.
I agree. I mean, the Bengals were, 10 yards from field goal range and tying that game.
Yeah.
And he did it with a below average offensive line. And, you know, average defense, I mean, in the regular season, average defense, they showed up big in the playoffs. But,
yeah,
I mean, he was able to do it with a lot less, so I'd say.
Eli Apple's literally a meme.
Oh, yeah.
That poor dude. That poor guy. Oh, my God. He's getting destroyed on social media. What do you think was the difference maker for the Super Bowl?
Rams D-line, probably.
Yeah, especially second half.
Maybe
they came out swinging.
I don't know. You could have made an argument. I really thought Aaron Donald should have got the MVP.
And that's also why I threw out the offensive lineman thing. I think he should have got it too. And guess what? You know, the Dallas Cowboys offensive line should have won MVP for like three straight years. You know, like there's offensive linemen are always the underappreciated ones. It's never really a defensive lineman or any other position really. But damn. Aaron Donald disrupts games, and he's been the best player in the league since he came in, you know? Like, and finally he got some recognition. Finally he's, like, and now he's got the trophy, the Lombardi trophy to showcase for it, too. I mean, that they really turned it up in the second half.
Yeah, you know, there's talks of him retiring.
Yeah, what the hell is this? I don't know. I heard
Super Bowl.
He's just bringing that shit out. Last minute, like, yo,
I think he said,
I might be done.
You know, if we win, I'd consider retiring. And I'm like, where did that come from? I mean, he's young, not young, but he's still at the top of his game. So I don't know why he'd retire. But have you heard about Sean McVay retiring too? There's those talks out there.
Yeah, there's all him quitting and going to football or going to do the Monday Night Football shit. Yeah, he's going to go play the or do the Monday Night Football shit. Like, that's the rumor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see him doing that. Absolutely. You know, he's going to save tons of time, you know, about 100 hours a week, you know, working, being getting to spend some more time with his family.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, this is like, he's a young dude. He's probably got young kids.
Yeah, I mean, Romo's making $18 million a year. You know, he could probably get 15.
Yeah. You
know, Bill Belichick, the highest paid head coach in the league, is making $18 million, so.
Damn.
Not a bad and move. Not a bad
no.
move.
No. And, like, you know, like, everybody's like, oh, like, he wouldn't do that. He's a, you know, big football guy. Thinking about it now, John Madden did it. Exactly. Like, John Madden just dipped out. That was the biggest football guy we've ever met. John Madden, you know? Yeah, and he was just like, nah, fuck that. I don't like planes. Like, I'm not going to do this shit. He's like, I'm not going to do this shit anymore.
I couldn't believe that when I heard that story.
I know. Like, it makes sense, though. You get on one bad flight, I'm still scared. The last flight I got on to come to here, to New York, bro, turbulence is horrible. I almost never want to fucking fly again. I don't blame him.
I work with a guy that won't fly. Every year, he goes to Vegas for this fantasy football draft. Drives every time. I'm like, dude, you're nuts.
Fuck that. That's stupid. No, thank you. Okay, I'm glad you put this in the notes here, looking at it. What do you think about the penalties that everybody's been bitching about? Like, we had the obvious, you know, T. Higgins face mask that led to a touchdown, offensive pass interference. What do you think overall about the penalties in the game? Do you think it was called fairly? Like, what do you think about it?
I think it was called fairly as far as, you know, there were bad calls both ways.
Yeah.
But they were letting him play all night, and then all of a sudden, the last 2 minutes, all the flags came out. I didn't like that, but there were some missed calls both ways. You can't blame too much on that.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's just – I hate when people bitch about the penalties. I get it. There's some circumstances where you can bitch about penalties and stuff. I think, you know, that the Saints play in the playoffs against the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
That obvious, you know. T. Higgins, you watch that in real time. You're like, oh, maybe that's a penalty. Maybe it's not. Maybe then you slow it down.
Like...
Yeah. And then you slow it down and break it down. It's like, oh, look. You know, he poked him in the nuts. Yeah. Yeah, get out of here with that shit. I'm tired of seeing that stuff. But
that's getting too nitpicky, but you do have to leave the human element in. Yeah, these guys mm-hmm. can't see everything.
I don't know if we mentioned
it. It is what it is.
I'm sure we mentioned it, but Cooper Kupp, MVP of the Super Bowl. What do you think about him getting it over Stafford and Donald?
Yeah, I think Donald should have got it, but, you know, Kupp, 8 receptions, 94 yards, and 2 touchdowns. You know, it came up huge on that last drive. You know, they just kept throwing the ball to him, just keep getting the ball to Kupp. I think I'm okay with it, but you could have gone Donald.
Just
what do you think?
I agree with you. I think I don't want to say it should have been Donald because Kupp, he caught 2 touchdowns in the game. And I mean, obviously the last one was the big one, and he just like what he does on the field is he's the most impactful wide receiver I've seen. He's like Julian Edelman. If Edelman could put up 1900 yards in a regular season, you know, like he does all the meaningful shit in the playoffs and then also can, you know, be a MVP during the regular season. This game just made me want him to be the MVP of this season more than anything. Because it shows you, like, this guy really was the best player in the NFL this year. You know?
He was.
And it's, yeah.
Without a doubt. No, he should have gotten it. That's all I'll say for now.
Leaning a different tone here. What do you think about the halftime show?
I loved it.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was cool, man.
Dude, Mariah Taylor. Or is it Maria Taylor? I'm apologizing if I'm messing up her name. She fucked it all up for me. She came out there, and three times before the show started, she said, "This is going to be the greatest halftime performance of all time." And I was like, "Oh, God. Why are you doing that shit? Why are you doing that?" And then she comes out again and says, "This is going to be the greatest shit you've ever seen." And I'm like, dude, the way I think is somebody tells me something, I'm going to do the opposite, and I'm going to think the opposite. So, of course, what happens? It starts happening, and I'm like, you know what? This was good, but you hyped it up too much, you know? I hate whenever people hype shit up too much. Like, you better live up to every expectation. The only thing that I was kind of like, oh, well, this is kind of getting there, was whenever they put 50 Cent upside down. That was pretty cool. It's like, yo, this
is... 50 Cent memes were killing me.
That, yeah, he's a fucking dollar now. Jesus. 50. I feel 50, you know? I feel like I'm going through the same transition here in New York. I'm pegging on the weight, too. Yeah, I feel like I'm hanging upside down. I look like it, too. My face is getting more red. Blood pressure's going up.
I hear it's good for your back.
Hey, I'm all for that. I need that, too. Jesus. But, yeah, I thought it was good, too. It was definitely cool. People, I don't understand, like, the memes that are going on with that. They're like, oh, the people that don't like the halftime show are the old people. I'm like, I think the old people really liked it because that was the generation that brought them into rap. You know, it was Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. Like, it's not like we had, you know, Lil Yachty out there or anybody. Like, you had the old generation there.
And yeah, there was a lot of people that didn't like Future last year, too.
Or The Weeknd?
Or it was The Weeknd, yeah. No, I didn't hear many good things about that. I haven't heard many bad things about this year's, but...
Yeah, like...
I thought The Weeknd was decent last year. I thought they kind of knocked it out of the park with this one, but
I think this was good. But I honestly would still take J-Lo and Shakira over it. I'd still take.
You think so?
Oh hell yeah! Give me J-Lo and Shakira shaking their ass like that. 10 out of 10. Like that's great. That was incredible. And then also you had, you know, Michael Jackson. That's a classic one. And then literally Prince sang "Purple Rain" while it was downpouring. Like, yeah, come on. There's no story. Yeah, there's no storytelling that makes that anything better than that, you know. But that's also why I hate myself, too, because I'm talking shit on what was a great Super Bowl halftime show, which, you know, well, I feel like I need to appreciate it a little more because it was dope. We have had some bad ones, but this was a good one. I liked it.
Yeah, I put it top 5 for me.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. I'm fine with that. Yeah, top 5. It was a really good, yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else about the Super Bowl?
No, I got nothing, man. What about, no? What do you think of this year's MVPs?
Oh, God. We're jumping into Rodgers right now?
Yeah, let's.
We're doing the transition?
You know, Offensive Player of the Year, Cooper Kupp. You know, Aaron Rodgers at MVP, Defensive Player of the Year.
TJ
Watt, 22 and a half sacks.
Can I bitch for a moment? Why does the Offensive Player of the Year different from the MVP?
You know, what I've the fuck? The
what does that even mean?
And that's a lot like saying. I feel like it's just, you know, hey, there's this position player that should have been MVP, but we're going to vote a quarterback.
Yeah. It's like, hey, this guy's valedictorian, but this person's smartest person of our class. It's like, what the fuck? What do you mean? Isn't that what the valedictorian is supposed to be? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. How you're supposed to have that?
Yeah, that never made any sense to me.
But yeah, keep
You'll
going.
See that sometimes.
Keep going with your little spiel. What do you think about Rodgers? Or keep going about the awards, I guess.
Let's see. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Who do we? Oh, Ja'Marr Chase, of course.
Yeah, that's an easy
Micah one. Parsons, Defensive Player of the Year. He was fantastic all season for the Cowboys. Even in that last game, you know, he showed out, even though everybody else didn't. But
he's gonna be good too. Like
gonna be good.
Remember when the Cowboys defense was a joke? Like, I mean, they still kind of are, but. Like now,
last year,
yeah, yeah, exactly. But now they got Diggs and they got Parsons. You know, like They've done good in the draft.
They have these last 2 years, man. I don't know. I mean, that team's got a lot of things going for it, but
they got a lot of things going against it too.
Yeah, they do.
One big thing is one big thing's McCarthy. He can't even. He's got one eye in the streets, one eye in the stands. You know, that lazy eye's getting them. That's the reason why they're struggling. He can't see everything that's going on.
Half the field.
He's only seen. Oh, all right, I'm just quit ridiculing him. But okay, let's see. Comeback player of the year, Joe Burrow. I disagree.
Well deserved.
No, that's horrible. Definitely what? Not. Adrian Peterson was on three teams this year. I'm just kidding. Of course it's Joe Burrow. Yeah, AP should have got it. And he's about to go to jail again. Can't stop hitting people. What the hell's wrong with him? Coach of the year, Mike Vrabel.
I respect it.
Yeah.
But I think it could have gone a couple of ways.
Yeah, I agree with it. It's got a bad taste in my mouth. They should have given it to Flores. Give it to Flores.
I think Belichick would have won it if he didn't. They kind of stumbled down the stretch a little bit. You could make an argument for Zach Taylor. I mean,
yeah.
You know what? That team, the over/under was 4.5 wins for him.
Yeah. You know,
making it this far, you could have made a couple arguments, but Vrabel, you know, Derrick Henry going down and you know, still getting the number one seed.
That's impressive.
It's impressive. I respect it. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I'm fine with it. They had a lot of adversity, and I mean, even still, like going into the playoffs, people really weren't sure about the team. You know, we didn't know if they could have made it to the Super Bowl. Would you have been shocked?
No, but
yeah, see?
Yeah, I mean, but I would have been shocked. But
that's a and like Vrabel had a couple bad.
I never really trusted.
Vrabel wasn't. He didn't coach very well in the playoffs either. He had a couple bad calls.
He had a few bad calls, but
yeah, you take Tannehill. You got a one seed with Tannehill. I think you have to win Coach of the Year.
And like without Derrick Henry for 8 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have gave it to Taylor though, just because of what they've been through, and you know, also Taylor's the lowest paid head coach in the NFL. I love that stat. The lowest paid head coach. And this was his last year of his contract. It was this year.
He better get a payday.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get some Doug Peterson money.
The Doug Peterson.
He's got a job or he might even get, you know, Gruden. Gruden got that shit, too. It's like, oh, Gruden's a great head coach. It's like, dude, he's got a 500 record. What the fuck does Gruden done? But, I mean... Let's go back up to the top. I want you to get going on this spiel because you're big on QBs not winning MVP. You don't like it.
Yeah. So over time, you know, the NFL is obviously a more quarterback heavy league. So listen to this. There's been four non-quarterback MVPs in the 90s. Three in the 2000s and one in the 2010s.
Oh.
It's getting worse.
It is.
Are we ever going to see one again? I don't know.
You know what my favorite...
2020 is going to be like?
You know what my favorite thing I looked up was, too? It was... Adrian Peterson was the last non-QB MVP. It was the 2012 season. You know, he tore his ACL 2011. He rushed for 2,027 yards, right? Last year... Not this year. Last year, MVP was Aaron Rodgers. Guess who should have won it that year? The guy who ran for 2,097 yards and had six more touchdowns than Adrian Peterson in 2012. Derrick Henry.
And then Cup this year. You know, what's the guy got to do?
Yeah, Jesus. He probably could have thrown some passes, I guess. We just need a wide receiver quarterback hybrid,
exactly.
And then we'll
like a Debo,
Taysom Hill,
we'll turn him into a quarterback, right? Lamar,
yeah, Lamar. That's probably the last non-QB to win MVP.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, it is getting bad. And this year especially, I really had faith. And I feel stupid because it wasn't even close. Like, Cup had what? I think it was one first place vote.
Yeah, yeah.
One person? And it was that Bears guy that everybody was shitting on. He's like, I don't like Rodgers, so I'm not going to vote for him. It's like, oh, that guy sucks. And then this shit happens, and you're like, oh, maybe he was right.
How did Cup get one vote? I don't understand
that. No. He was easily the best player in the NFL last season. And, I mean, you had the big case that you didn't even think Rodgers should have won it out of the quarterbacks.
No, I mean, Rodgers had some good numbers. Brady had 1,200 more passing yards, 6 more touchdown passes. What he had on him was the interceptions. You know, 4 interceptions, heck of a year. But
yeah,
I'd still take Brady, I think.
Now I got a question for you. When are we going to get a non-offensive player to win MVP?
Oh, that'll never happen.
Maybe when we switch to...
I don't know that we'll ever see that again.
We'll switch to two-hand touch.
Switch to Pro Bowl rules.
No, oh, God, don't get me started on the Pro Bowl. Shit was so bad.
You know, that new rule I was telling you about, instead of doing the kickoffs, do 4th and 15.
Yeah.
They did it.
What?
They were doing it in the Pro Bowl. I watched the Pro Bowl for some reason this year, and they were doing it, and I was like, no kidding.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, it makes it more interesting. But you're cutting so many people's jobs out, though, like Devin Hester and all these guys. Like, but then again, name the best kick and returner and punt returner in the league right now.
See, I just want to do it for onside kicks, though.
Oh.
Get rid of the onside.
You don't like onside kicks?
It's stupid. It never works. What's the point?
But when it does, it's cool.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool. It's like half-court shots in the NBA.
Give him a shot. It's still hard. 4-20, yeah. I don't care.
All right. Anything more on the MVP?
Yeah, just Cup should have got it, but that's all I
got
to say.
Cup should have got it. I agree with you. I'm on your side. All right, let's go through new head coaches, and then we'll get out of here. You want to run through
them? My favorite one is?
Who?
Josh McDaniels.
The Raiders. You think
it's a good fit, man.
What? You really like it?
I do. I think it's going to be a good fit.
What's McDaniels done?
You know what? His previous head coaching experience does worry me. But I think it's going to be a good fit there.
I'm a big advocate on, like, coaches grow just like players. You know, like, Bill Belichick was a coach for Cleveland. You know, he sucked ass.
Nobody talks about Cleveland.
Yeah, nobody talks about the Cleveland run.
About his time with Cleveland.
Nobody talks about his time with the Jets either for one day.
That's true.
But, yeah, like, I feel like coaches grow too, you know. So maybe I'm wrong here, but I don't know. I hope it works out for them, but they got to do something on offense. Like, their top wideout is playing the longest yard right now.
Yeah, they've got to get some more weapons offensively. But you got, you know, you're walking into a situation, Josh Jacobs, you know, he's an if he can stay healthy.
They got a good defense. I think their defense is all right.
Some good pieces defensively, especially that D-line set. You don't need to worry about that. You know, definitely they need some more weapons for Derek Carr though. Derek Carr.
I think they need a new car. They don't need Derek Carr. They need somebody else.
Derek Carr's decent.
I bet you Josh McDaniels is going to come in here, and as soon as he can, he's going to try to deal with Derek Carr for somebody else.
Dude, they're talking about re-signing him or extending him right now.
What? How long are we going to do the Derek Carr song and dance?
How long are we going to do the Kirk Cousins song and dance?
Well, you got a good fucking point. You win that battle.
We'll find out next year because his contract's coming up.
Oh, God. Franchise tag him.
Oh, God, no.
But you like McDaniels? I really hope it works out because I like the Raiders. I like their team. They got a lot of grit. I mean, they made the playoffs even despite everything that happened last year. Like they got balls.
They've got it. You know, they've got the team to get there. They just maybe not all. They need to build towards the Super Bowl, but
I think McDaniels coming in there. You always got to worry about that Belichick coaching tree, though.
Yeah.
They don't work out often.
Also, speaking of head coaches that made a Super Bowl and are continuing to get a lot more recognition than they deserve, Lovie Smith, new Texans head coach. Why? Why?
I couldn't tell you why, but this feels a lot like. This is an organization that just doesn't know where they're going. They don't know where they want to go.
Well,
they just keep hiring. You know, what was his name last year?
Oh, I don't even remember him.
I couldn't remember.
The most depressed looking coach I've ever seen. That dude on the sidelines made me sad. I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, he reminded me of the coach from Waterboy. That's just like. Well, at the beginning of the movie, where he's just like, well, I don't know what to call. Like, we're going to lose. They're going to sack us. Like, that's what he looked like every time they play. They have no direction.
David Culley.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Nah. David Culley.
You like that guy.
Yeah. No. This has...
You told me you told me on the phone. Don't try to backtrack. I remember it. You're like, you know what? I like David Culley. I think David Culley's a good coach. I think he might get a re-up. I'm like, dude, that guy sucked.
Did I say that?
Yeah!
I must have been messing with you.
Oh, I don't think so. You seem pretty... You're like, Davis Mills wasn't that bad? I'm like, dude, get out of here.
Davis Mills showed some promise.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Let me... Before I just rip you to shreds on that shit. Lovie Smith's last coaching job, in case anybody forgot where Lovie Smith went, he went to the Fighting Illini for college football. Got a fat contract. 2016, he went 3-9. 2017, he went 2-10 with an impressive 0-9 conference. 4-8 in 2018. Then they showed some promise. They went 6-7 and lost in the Red Box Bowl. What the fuck?
Never heard of that.
Lost in the Red Box Bowl. And then his last season in 2020, he went 2-5. He was fired after 7 games. And this is the guy that the Texans just hired as their new head coach. When you have Brian Flores, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's suing the NFL right now, but he's definitely more qualified.
I'll tell you what.
Raheem Morris.
I think Bill O'Brien permanently damaged this organization.
What are you talking about? DeAndre Hopkins for, what's his name? David Johnson? You tell me that wasn't a good trade?
And was it a third along with it, I think?
Yeah. David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins.
Ever since...
He averaged 3 yards a game.
This team can't figure out what direction it wants to go in. They keep hiring these coaches, you know, between David Culley and Lovie Smith now. I don't get it. I don't know... What the thought was there? You still got Brian Flores out on the market. I don't get it.
Raheem Morris, Jim Caldwell. I mean, if we're just going off like African American head coaches, like there's a lot of people. Eric Bieniemy. There's a lot of people that are more qualified than Lovie Smith.
Does Eric Bieniemy not have a job yet?
Yeah, you're asking the questions I've been asking.
The job's done this year, but like another year?
Yeah. A new head coach was just signed a couple days ago, Kevin O'Connell for the Vikings. What do you think about that?
The Vikings, I think they'll fit that offensive style. They're going to have to figure out what to do with Kirk Cousins after next year. I think they may keep him around, but I don't know if they should. But you look at this year, there's really not, as the Vikings, you know, a quarterback that really would stick out to you in the draft. Do you move Kirk Cousins this year? Do you let him become a free agent next year? I mean, these are decisions you're going to have to start making. They need a lot of help defensively in the secondary, defensive line.
They got weapons, too.
Situation to get in.
Like, I feel like they got a good team. And think about if Rodgers leaves. You know, he leaves Green Bay. That division is wide open. You have
could win that division.
He's the best quarterback in the division. You know, you got Goff. You know, you got Justin Fields. See, Justin Fields, he looked like shit last year. Jordan Love?
Justin Fields is getting better as the year went along. He's got a ways to go, but
he's still bottom 20. I think he's like 20 and under. You know, I'd put him like 24th best quarterback.
Yeah, this year I would. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, he's young.
He's going to keep getting better though.
Yeah. But I mean, if they want to take advantage of the window, this is it. And, you know, O'Connell, he's an offensive guy too, ain't he?
Yeah. He is.
See, and I like that. They got a good offense. But I don't know what the hell you even do to that team.
You got a lot of holes.
They seem like one of those teams that's like in Madden, they go in like 11-5, but in real life, they don't make the playoffs. Just because they have good players, like high overall players, but it just doesn't work out. You know?
They just can't get it to work out. You know, they've had. Just Rodgers and the Packers have ruled that division for, 15 years?
Yeah.
But far before that, and that division's been wide open for a long time, and nobody can seem to, make that move.
Yeah, nobody can take it from the Packers. And if, Rodgers comes back, too, like, you guys are screwed.
Yeah. And you got Matt Eberflus going into Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the defensive coordinator for the Colts last year, for the past few years.
Gotta love whenever defensive-minded coaches go to teams that have a young quarterback.
You read my mind.
I love when that happens. Because it always works out. Defensive guys know so much about offense. Look at Jeff Fisher with Jared Goff his first year.
Really blossomed.
Yeah, blossomed a lot.
Although, it was such a polar opposite of what they did with Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
I think they were just trying to get as far away from that as possible.
Which is crazy, too, thinking about it, because, Nagy came from Shanahan and Taylor and McVay.
Andy Reid.
And, he's just the only one that's a rotten apple. He's the only one. Like everybody else,
he'll get an offensive coordinator job somewhere.
I think he could be he might be one of those coaches that need to grow a little bit, like McDaniels. You know, McDaniels wasn't ready when he was in Denver; he was too young.
And just because you're not a head coach doesn't mean you can't be a good offensive coordinator.
Exactly. Look at Steve Spagnuolo, worst head coach I've ever seen. That dude's a great defensive coordinator.
True.
You know,
up until this point, Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Matt Patricia.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Matt Patricia. Anybody under Belichick?
Yeah. Anybody. Except for Brian Flores, it looks like.
Yeah, Brian Flores, yeah. He's flourishing. I mean, not now. But.
No, not right now.
I'm not breaking into that. Brian DeBall? New York?
Yeah, I think he's a hell of an offensive coordinator. I think he could be a good head coach, but
they're running another year with
a terrible situation in New York.
They just said that.
No offense, Chase.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm not a Giants fan. They're running.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You picked the Jets when you moved
there. Oh, God. I don't know what's worse. I didn't pick nobody. I just like the NFL. That's how bad it is here. He just seems like the last three head coaches they hired. You know, Shermer, Judge, just underwhelming. And it's New York. You know, like, you got Jacksonville hiring Urban Meyer. Like, even if you miss on those, at least you're taking the chance. You know, at least you're showing initiative. Trying to get the big name. Like, if they would have got Josh McDaniels, that would have made sense. You know, it'd been like, all right, big market team, trying to make a big splash, hiring a big named head coach. You know, that's why Mike McCarthy got the job in Dallas. He might not be a good head coach, but at least they're showing that they want to take a step up. They want a guy that can win, you know, or a guy that all signs are pointing up, and if he messes up and doesn't do good, then at least you took the shot. But this is just seems like another guy that's going to be gone in two to three years. I don't like it. And you're running it back with Daniel Jones.
I think he'll be gone in 2-3 years, whether it's his fault or not, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean,
the Giants, here's the situation he's heading into. Year one, they're going to make him run it back with Daniel Jones. Year two, he's going to draft a quarterback. And if it doesn't work out by year three, he's gone.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing is, though, you get a good – pocket quarterback. I don't know. I haven't looked in the new drafts. I don't usually look into that shit. But you can find a good pocket quarterback, and you got Kenny Galladay, Saquon. You know, maybe you can, you know, turn it into something. But I don't know. I think you're right. Your boy Doug Peterson, he got a contract.
Oh yeah.
He's been the guy I've been throwing out there. He might. You know,
I did not see him getting a job.
No, he's. I don't think he's a good head coach.
I mean, he had one run with the Eagles.
Yeah, one miracle
and
run.
All of a sudden,
your backup quarterback went nuts. Congratulations. I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
see like.
I don't get it.
Peterson needs like there should just be like a list of head coaches to avoid that just got lucky. You know, Pete Carroll. Unfortunately, yeah. Pete Carroll's probably the best head coach out of all of them, but Pete Carroll's one of them. I'm trying to think. I had one on the top of my head. Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly is a good one.
Yeah.
You know, just guys that had a good run.
Lawrence, man.
What'd you say?
They're going to ruin Lawrence.
But that's the thing. Like,
I think this is just going to, you know, he's going to go through a Baker situation, not that, you know, Baker's as good as I think Lawrence can be, but you know, go through two or three head coaches in a few years, and yeah, I think it's going to be a whole mess.
Yeah, that's rough. And
in Jacksonville for a while.
At least Baker had, like, that swagger and that chip on his shoulder. Like, Lawrence looked like shit last year. Like
maybe Lawrence, you know, in 12 years will get traded to a good team and win a Super Bowl, though.
Yeah. Hey, that's all you got to do. Ride it out. But right now he's got
– just ride it out.
He's the first quarterback that I can remember in a long time that had more interceptions than touchdowns in a season and is getting another crack at quarterback. The last guy I can remember was Mariota. And guess what happened to Mariota? He got the can.
Yeah, and you know, you look at that offense, they've got some playmakers.
They do. They low-key have a fun team. And honestly, like, look at that last game against the Colts. They look good.
They look good.
Marvin Jones? Like, hell yeah. Throw them all out there. James Robinson? I don't know. Maybe I'm just drinking the Lawrence Kool-Aid. But so, out of all these coaches, which veteran head coach do you think is going to do the best? And which new head coach do you like and that's set up for the best scenario?
I'll tell you what. I think Josh McDaniels would be my veteran head coach.
Yeah.
I like the situation he's going into. I think, you know, I think there could be something there with Derek Carr if you get him some more weapons and offensive line gets a little bit better. I think my new head coach, Mike McDaniel, going to the Miami Dolphins. coming out of the Kyle Shanahan offense. I think that maybe there's something there with Tua. Who knows?
Oh, man. I never heard you say that ever.
Who knows?
Look at you. You're turning into a podcaster now. You're just making shit up on the spot. You don't believe that one bit. I haven't heard you say one good thing about Tua ever.
Look. The Dolphins have gone through three offensive coordinators in the last three years under Brian Flores. You know, I think he's a good coach. He's obviously doing a lot in Miami. Was doing a lot in Miami, unfortunately. But you know, there's still that. There might be more on the offense because Tua hasn't been set up in the right positions. You know, going through a lot of offensive coordinators, offensive coaches, quarterback coaches. I think there just could be something there. Just a little part of me, man.
Optimistic. I like it.
I think it's a good hire. Everything I've read about this Mike McDaniel guy, everybody thinks he's a genius. He's been working with the Shanahans for a long time. he's been the run game coordinator for 3 seasons ago. Offensive coordinator this last year. Everybody seems to like him, so that's what I'm going with.
Damn, I like it. I mean, and also, like, think about it, too. He could get the I'm cross-referencing sports here. He could get the Mike Matheny's treatment here. You know, a different head coach built up this team, and then you get to take over, and then you get to reap all the rewards from it. You know, like Matheny got that with when La Russa retired, he got to take over for the Cardinals. He started doing good, you know.
Absolutely, made it to a World Series.
Like this Miami Dolphins team we've been talking about for the past couple of years. They had a lot of draft picks, you know, Tua, all this other shit. You know, defense is looking good. I like that. I like that. My veteran head coach, I'm probably going to go with McDaniels too. But also, I mean, just to zag a little bit. You know, away from your stuff. We talked about how there's a lot of offense, right? In Jacksonville. Maybe Doug Peterson can work it out and just get another, you know, decent run, you know?
Maybe,
he might just be one of those guys that's just a dipshit, but he can motivate players, and players really like him. The Eagles, they really loved him. Like, Doug Peterson was a really good guy compared to Urban Meyer, who his own mother hates him, you know, like, so.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just zagging a little bit.
I think he's going to be, maybe he'll be good to, you know, kind of rebuild the environment of that organization. I mean, I just don't think he's going to be a long-term solution.
Yeah, and that division's going to be tough when
you know who else I don't see a long-term solution for? I'd like to hear your thoughts on the Saints, you know, Sean Payton leaving.
Yeah.
You know, he's stepping away. What do you think of that?
I mean, it's smart, like, from a Sean Payton aspect of it, because they're...
Oh, it's very smart for a Sean Payton.
Yeah, he's...
From Sean Payton's perspective.
He's kind of just, like, leaving the team out to dry, which I don't know if I, like... As a player, like, I feel like I wouldn't respect that very much, just because, like... It's kind of what, like, Urban Meyer... I'm sorry if I keep throwing Urban Meyer out there, but we've been talking about him. But that's what Urban Meyer always did. Florida. Florida stopped getting recruits. They started getting busted for shit. What happened to Urban Meyer? He left. You know, Ohio State. They lose. All of a sudden, Urban Meyer's having heart attacks or whatever the hell he said. He said he had what's it called? He's having health problems. Guess what? He goes to Jacksonville a couple years later, and he's sticking his finger down random women's pants. You know, like that...
And then he's the fastest head coach fired in NFL.
Yeah, history. So, like, I don't really respect the decision to do it, but I understand it. Like, you're rolling out next year. Jameis looked good. I mean, people don't want to talk about it, but statistically, look at the statistics for Jameis. You know, he might not have been putting up gaudy numbers, but they did exactly what they said they were going to do with him, which was limit the turnovers. They were limited.
Yeah.
You know, he had one really bad game.
And without that injury, I think their plan was most likely to really just limit the turnovers in year one, and then really make a big step towards, you know, bigger production in year two.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the plan for him right away, just to get those interceptions under control.
Yeah. And
but I you know, you look at the cap situation the Saints are in, they're $80 million over the
cap. And on top of it, Alvin Kamara just got arrested. He's looking like he's going to miss a couple seasons. Like, it's some serious, serious accusations here. So that team's just kind of up in flames.
Yeah, they've got a lot of big free agents, you know, coming up. And I think he's looking at that situation and thinking, I don't want to be around with this when this ship goes down.
Yeah,
so
that division's going to be a dumpster fire next year.
That's what I'm seeing, but.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Without Brady, now, you know, but who's taking that division? Maybe Matt Ryan?
Yeah, I think it is a Ryan season.
I'll tell you what. I mean, this screams Atlanta Falcons.
It really does.
I might put some money on them to win the division next year.
Oh, my God.
This feel either that or Carolina. I could see
Sam
that.
Darnold? Bounce back? Comeback Sam player Darnold. Of the year, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm pulling shit out of my ass right now. Okay. new head coach. I mean, just to wrap it up a little bit, Kevin O'Connell, I think, is set up in a good spot, especially if Rodgers leaves. You're going to get, you know, the first year playoffs. Like, you're going to get a playoff run, I think, unless Justin Fields takes a huge next step.
You know, maybe Jordan Love.
I don't think Jordan Love's going to be anything, so I'm not even worried about it.
The Packers, after two full seasons of Jordan Love sitting on the bench, still aren't motivated to play him. You know, they're willing to make Aaron Rodgers the wealthiest quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah, they're going to – yeah, they said they're going to really, like, be close to breaking –
the highest-paid quarterback in the league.
Yeah, they're going to break the cap was the word I heard. They're going to pay him so much money. But, I mean, at the same time, like, maybe they could deal Rodgers for another quarterback, which is probably what – if, you know, they're going to trade Rodgers, that's probably the best thing to do. So maybe – if they can get like a Derek Carr or something, then they can work out. But as of right now, we don't know if Rodgers is going to play for him. So I like Kevin O'Connell for the Vikings. Then again, he might get fired in a year. So I've been wrong before. All right. Final thoughts.
You know, I don't know if you heard about this, but McDonald's came out with a land
I did
sandwich, right? I'll tell you what, you know, it's the Big Mac, the filet of fish, and the McChicken, all on one. And I thought, you know what, fuck it. It was not as bad as you'd think. I'll tell you, the next morning was not.
Oh
bad,
no!
But, overall, pretty good.
See,
I'd leave the fish off though. The Big Mac and the McChicken were
yeah,
good.
See, like, the Filet-O-Fish is what turns me off to the land, air, and sea.
It wasn't bad, but it could have been better without.
You know what also is skeet? And it's the main reason, me and Emily were going to get it on Valentine's Day because we already went out that weekend. So I was like, oh, screw it. Like, let's just, you know, have a glass of wine and get McDonald's. And she was all for it, you know, because she's amazing. But, we're like, okay, like, let's get the land, air, and sea. We looked it up. You have to assemble it yourself?
Yeah.
That's such bullshit.
It is. I had two full.
Me and her didn't do it. We didn't do it. I was like, I'm not going to eat it. I refuse to put that together myself. I'm an American. I want stuff made for me and handed to me.
Dude, I thought the same thing. I opened it up and I'm like, I have to assemble this thing myself. I was left over with two full buns because you can't put all the buns on there.
Yeah. And I don't know. I that just pissed me off.
Two tops, two bottoms. It was
stupid. Can't have that. That's un-American. Come on, fix your shit, McDonald's. My final
just like the ice cream machine.
Yeah, they're never gonna fix that though. My final thought. Caleb, you need to come back to the pod because damn, the NBA really the trade deadline was amazing. I might end up poking out a solo pod just talking about NBA basketball. James Harden trading to Philly. I think it's awesome. I love it. I think him and Joel Embiid is a great combination. I think both teams really benefited if Ben Simmons
Who do you think came out?
I really don't know. I don't know because it all depends on, you know, Ben Simmons is struggling with mental problems like depression and, you know, whatnot. So if that, like, hinders him to play basketball and he doesn't want to play basketball anymore, obviously, you know, the Sixers win. But the thing is Harden's been struggling with injuries. Harden's still a little kind of chunky, you know. I think
now you got two players that are your two star players are going to be very
injured. Exactly.
Yeah, Embiid's
got exactly. Embiid's always hurt, but you know I think it's cool, and that's why I absolutely love the NBA. I haven't been able to talk about it, so I just want to share my little thing. I think that's awesome. But I really like Harden and Embiid together. I can't wait for them to play together, whenever that may be. But yeah, I think both teams kind of came out on top because, I mean, Seth Curry got traded in that trade too, and he just cooked it up the other night. He had 23 points for the Brooklyn Nets. But yeah, I'm also glad that I got to go to a Nets game before Harden got traded. So thank goodness. I was at the game that KD got hurt. So,
you know, I don't know basketball as well as you do, but my initial reaction was I thought the Nets got the better end of the deal. I mean, you know, Seth Curry, I thought, looked he's a hell of a shooter, not as good as his brother. But, you know, Ben Simmons, who knows what you're going to get. Like you said, he's having mental problems, doesn't know if he wants to play. Yeah. But as well as the picks they got, I thought I thought the Nets got the better end of the deal.
And, like, think about it, too, like, this is what they talked about. James Harden, Kevin Durant, they said they were having issues with how they wanted to run the offense. KD wants more ball movement like they did at Golden State, which is what won him two rings. You know, that ball movement's like how KD works. He doesn't like ISO ball, which is what James Harden did for years in Houston when he didn't win shit, you know.
When he didn't win, right.
So, and, you know, Ben Simmons, he's perfect for that because you know what? He doesn't shoot. So he'll pass it up, and
he's cool.
Yeah, he's all for passing. And half the games that him and Kyrie and KD play together, because Kyrie still won't get vaccinated, I think are going to be fun to watch. So, okay, that's it. That's it. We're done with the podcast. We did an hour-long podcast. Damn. Good shit. Good shit. Yeah. All right, Nathan, you want to take it away?
Spread it.
What? What are you dropping to spread it? You're supposed to say spread the word that I say. You know what? Yeah, fuck it. All right. Spread the word.
Oh, man. I got nervous.
Spread the word.
Spread it.